Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
All right, 8 o'clock hour. Your headlines today. Rockets are bad. They're just bad. They lose their ninth in a row. Victor Oladipo was trending last night, Dell. You got a headline in here?
Not for good reasons.
What?
I remember I saw him trending and then clicked on his box score to make sure, to confirm. He was 1-for-6 at the time, so it made sense. Now, he actually was playing, which is the other thing that so got people to talk about him.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Who the hell was watching Rockets Cavs?
People like the Rockets.
Would be trending.
It was more the fact that he was actually playing, and then when it turned out he played and continued to suck, although he turned it around, finished 8-for-20. A sterling 40%, which is what he kind of shoots as a Rocket. And people are like, hey, he's playing. Oh yeah, he's playing. That's kind of what it was.
Oh, he's playing.
Victor's active and playing. Oh, Victor's active and playing.
Ugh, damn it.
Damn it.
Well, who cares enough that
people still want to watch their team?
Oh, not the Rockets.
Back to small ball, by the way, with no Christian Wood and no DeMarcus Cousins. Jason Tate was playing center.
Well, of course he was.
We're back to that.
He's 6'1". Of course he was.
Thought you got away from it? Nah.
By the way, your guy, Walker Little, Mel Kiper has him in a first.
That's what I'm saying.
He's not going first. But he said, this might be a new name for some, but Little made my preseason big board all the way back in August. Then he injured his knee.
If Walker had played the last 2 years, he'd be a top five pick.
He's got to be able to. Well, I mean, they need offense. Well, he's put him on the right team. Kansas City, and I'm trying to see, you know, the problem is all these other tackles are going to be gone. What he's doing,
I'm
basically,
you, he's a value.
Is he basically went down? Well, he's not a value in the first. Guy hasn't played football for 2 years, is hardly a value in the first. But
well, if he turns
maybe
out
in
to
the
be
third,
a,
he would
if
be.
If he turns out to be a left tackle for you for years to come, he's a value in the first.
Well, what Mel's doing here, I don't think Walker Little is going in the first. What he's doing is he's going down as Kansas City has to have offensive.
Yeah. Lineup.
But this is what happens. See, this is an example to me of if you go with a guy that you don't have a first-round grade on because it's a need, you get yourself in trouble. Like, Kansas City, you got to get the best football player. You can't just – you know who did that?
You know what they think, though, that he
remember
is.
Sam Baker? Do you remember Sam Baker?
Yeah.
He was the tackle from from USC. He was drafted ahead of Dwayne Brown. Because the Falcons had to have a tackle. So they drafted
Well, the Texans
him.
Did too, and they and drafted Dwayne Brown.
Now, I will say, yeah.
And he was the eighth tackle in that draft.
Sam Baker was a disaster.
Yeah.
Dwayne Brown was a push-up-the-board projection. So that's
Remember
true.
Remember, Johnny Harris fell out of his chair when they drafted Dwayne Brown, was screaming into the microphone.
I'll put the tape on, bro.
Yep, that's
he
where
was
that
so
came
mad.
From.
Yeah. Yeah. Eventually, he apologized to Dwayne Brown. Like, yeah, I missed on you. I missed on you.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm telling you, I think that, we'll see. Victor Oladipo was trending yesterday for all the wrong reasons. Rockets
is somebody ever trending from the Houston sports for the right reason?
And Jared Allen looked spectacular, so it just is like, wow, why didn't you just get him? Why didn't you just get him, and you might have a guy for years to come that's really good. Bury the lead today because our guy, Devin Booker is going to be in the All-Star game now.
He's not our guy. He's your guy.
No, he's our guy. He's the city's guy.
He's not from the city. He doesn't play for a team in the city.
No, I know. But I think Devin Booker is – everybody in Houston loves him.
No. Yeah. They don't even think about him.
No, Devin Booker is – he's Houston's guy.
He's from Michigan.
He's not even from here.
I know, but he's like – it's like a –
he didn't play at Episcopal.
I'm pretty sure Sylvester Turner will give him the key to the city.
For what reason?
Because he's an all-star.
You will.
So what? Yeah. There are all-stars. There are a lot of all-stars. He's not giving one to Rudy Gobert. He's an all-star, too.
No, but Rudy Gobert, who cares? Oh, the guy who licks microphones? No, thanks. Anyway, Devin.
Did you see Devin Booker had things of his being licked and got leaked on Instagram?
What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
What
happened?
Y'all don't know, but Devin Booker was filming his girl doing stuff, and he hit the wrong button, and it was on Instagram.
No,
good for him. So he's an all-star. Anthony Davis not going to play, and you know what? Anthony Davis, Devin Booker. I mean, same position, so you're good. There's that. Apparently there is a Final Four for J.J. Watt. John Clayton is still alive. First of all, that's not the lead. The lead is that that J.J. has four teams that he still, or that John Clayton says are the finalists or his favorites. Those four teams: Pittsburgh, Tennessee, Green Bay, and Buffalo. Excuse me. He won't be going to Pittsburgh. Tennessee, Green Bay, and Buffalo are his favorites. And then the Raiders are a dark horse. Tennessee, Green Bay, Buffalo.
You're not going to be going to
Raiders, a dark horse.
They just don't.
And I got to clean something up. It was another member of Team Lightskin. It was Jamal Murray.
Not Devin Booker.
Not Devin Booker.
No, I was going to say, I just been Googling all this. I'm like, call him Team Lightskin.
I can.
What are you talking about?
He's a person.
And he's on Team Lightskin. They both are.
They are both on Team Lightskin. But yeah. I was looking Jamal here, I'm like, Murray. Wait, there's a Kendall Jenner thing?
He's dating Kendall Jenner. Like, and
wait a minute, he put Kendall Jenner?
I'm cleaning it up. It was a Kentucky volleyball player, because, you know, he went to Kentucky, so that was his girl, and he hit the wrong button. Jamal Murray did, and it wound up on the internet. Devin Booker is dating Kendall Jenner, and Ben Simmons used to date her, so when Devin Booker put it on the Sixers, people were like, he did that for Kendall for whatever reason. He lit up Ben Simmons that game, though.
Oh, man.
He had it out for Ben Simmons in that game.
Yeah, that's an interesting volleyball
Are you
player.
Looking at the Jamal Murray thing?
No. I'm just looking at the volleyball his girl. Player. Yeah.
Yeah. He's borderline Team Lightskin, isn't he? Jamal Murray?
Borderline?
There's no borderline about it.
I don't know.
Borderline?
Borderline.
No, yeah. He's on.
Oh.
And he's Canadian. Just adds to
it. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
He's Canadian.
Just adds to the whole thing.
Oh, that poor picture is on there. Is on her you look her up. That's a shame.
Yeah, he hit a button he shouldn't have hit.
Oh, dude. That's a shame, that girl.
He apologizes.
Well, of course I bet he should.
Oh no, my mom's calling. Hey mom. I saw something on Instagram on TMZ and I Are you doing sex stuff on the computers? Mom, it's complicated.
Mm. Can you not let him take pictures of you?
It's not that complicated.
It's not that complicated.
Look pretty simple to me.
Yeah. It looks. I don't know. I don't know how complicated it is. All I know is that poor girl.
Yeah.
Man, she's a pretty girl, though. I'll tell you that. 809 ESPN 97.5. So, Dell, congratulations. You ruined the headlines.
I just don't want you talking about Devin Booker. Enough of you. You're in love with him.
That's not. It was Jamal Murray.
No, I wanted to distract completely from you salivating over Devin Booker. Enough.
Tiger will not face charges for the crash. They say it was simply an accident. And so Tiger Woods has been, he just won't face charges. That's all. So that's a good
thing. But it is unfortunate that with Tiger's background, there is the first thing that so many people thought was, did he backslide? And you see what time in the morning? Because we all saw the video. If you watch the documentary, they show the video from the police car that captures Tiger. I mean, you want to talk about having no business driving. He had pulled over. He thought he was in Orlando, Florida. But he was in, where did he think he was? He thought he was in Orange County, but he was in Orlando, outside of Orlando. Remember that? When he was driving, pulled over,
and the
cops got, and they're like, where, he goes, do you know where you are? And like, yeah, I'm in Orange County. Hmm. Oh, boy. No, you're not. Tiger was, and so now everyone worries that Tiger is backsliding, but it doesn't appear that's the case at all.
No.
Well, 0%.
There's an Orange County in Florida. Orlando's in that county.
Yeah.
It is. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Orlando's in Orange County, Florida.
Oh, okay. But the documentary didn't really... Well, I guess you were just left to our own... I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
So when I heard Orange County, I'm thinking, oh my gosh. I got this from a direct message from somebody who's a listener. He said, I got a buddy that's an orthopedic surgeon and just sent me a text with the down low on Tiger's injuries. Let's just say he has like 3 major injuries, and any one of them by themselves would be difficult for an athlete to come back from. And he has 3 of them, plus his injury history. Also mentioned compartment syndrome, and that he is an infection away from potential leg loss like Alex Smith almost had. He said it's, you know, like, in other words, he's not out of the woods even with surgeries and stuff. That's he's still in the midst of trying to battle this. So he doesn't think Tiger ever plays again. I don't think most of us think he plays, certainly on a PGA level. But I think it's really now about making sure Tiger is healthy. Because when you're talking about losing a limb, that means they think it's potentially threatening your life.
No, well, and in this case, with open wounds and the bones going through, that's always going to be the case. That you're worried about the infection.
Oh, yeah, 100%. KJ says, as president of team hashtag Team Lightskin, both Booker and Murray are card-carrying members, and they ball out.
Yeah, there's no question. They're both on the team.
Yeah.
And they're really good players.
I mean, he's not on the All-Star team, Jamal Murray. He should be on the light-skinned All-Star team.
Well, I think we put him on yesterday.
Was Jamal on that team?
He might have been. Maybe I forgot about it. He's not on the actual All-Star team.
With Luka and...
Luka doesn't belong.
Yeah, no, he's...
Slovenians don't make it on the light-skinned All-Star team.
Is he light-skinned or not
light-skinned? He's not team light-skinned.
He's light-skinned.
So he's team Euro.
No, he's on the team light-skinned.
Giannis could be team Euro, too, if you so choose.
Yeah, he's Greek. I mean, honestly, if you can speak Greek, you're on team light-skinned.
Is that the rule?
813
okay.
ESPN.
Sure, John.
97.5. Okay. David Gow, did he put out a commercial where he was like...
He took a shot at
you. HRMP commercial, and he said they've had to use HRMP when an employee
got a little
misbehaved. He goes, and no, it wasn't John Granato.
Thank you.
And you almost have to have that in there.
Because everyone's going to assume.
Well, right away, we have an employee.
Oh, okay, John. What did John do?
So, at the HRMP, has HRMP called me? Yeah. You know why? Because somebody tried to steal my identity.
We had the guy apologize.
And he called in and he apologized for it. I wanted the death sentence, but I don't think we're going to get that. I'd want him prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. But now that he called in, I know I'm going to drop the charges. Here's the deal, though. HRMP caught this, bing, and they give us a call. They call up our CFO, who's Laura Beavers, and she was like, John, you need to fill out this form. Done. And you know what? And justice prevails. And it's all because of HRMP. And here's the deal, is HRMP is the best. We love HRMP. We really, really, really do. Dave, you heard David do it. Laura, you call up here and ask her about HRMP. She will give you a glowing. You've heard Chuck Watson and Chad Clay. You've heard all kinds of guys on our air talking about HRMP. These are Houston businessmen that believe in this company, and you will too. There are a lot of payroll companies out there. I'm telling you, HRMP, you'll say, well, I'm just looking for price and payroll. Well, when you talk about all of the other stuff as well, when these other payroll companies are trying to push their insurance company, they're trying to push their 401k, that's where they're making a ton of money on you. HRMP doesn't do that. They're going to give you options. You pick what you want, which best for your company, because HRMP just does payroll and HR. Oh, and by the way, they do all your taxes, and they do Affordable Care Act, and they help you with your PPPs and your SBAs. It's HRMP. Call them. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or
HRP.net. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Article today. This is on MLB. Thomas Harrigan wrote an article of the Astros found their ace. You know, when you look at when you look at this, you know, it started with Dallas Keuchel. Now, Luno didn't get him. But he got Charlie Morton. He got Garrett Cole. He got Justin Verlander. He got Forrest Whitley. Yeah. Well, I mean, he was supposed to be a, he's supposed to be an ace. And he's still, but whatever. But, you know, he has done a hell of a job in assembling really top line pitching. Now, Strami's got to be take a big a lot of the credit for their success, because he certainly turned Garrett Cole around. He turned Charlie Morton around. He has been, I mean, if I'm a pitcher, I want to get here as soon as possible because I want to work with Strami and whatever magic potion he's got on my my cap.
Spin rate.
Yeah. And, you know, just got to grab the ball better. That's all. And it's like, well, nobody talks about that, but that's another thing. But the fact of the matter is that if you're a Houston Astro pitcher, you're going to get better. And look at Fromber.
Fromber's numbers, I'm telling you, I went and looked at, I was blown away. That's why I think Fromber's a real deal. You look at his walks to nine innings. You look at his whip numbers. Every metric, there was nothing that told you that Fromber was going to be a good pitcher.
Threw more innings than any other pitcher in the majors last year. 94 and two-thirds. A 3.14 ERA. 102 strikeouts, 26 walks. That's 4-1. That's really, really good.
Did you know what he was the year before?
He had 4 starts, 24 innings in the postseason.
He was a killer.
Yeah.
We watched it.
Yeah.
Fromber looked like a number one in the postseason.
Right.
Listen, Fromber's whip
his ERA from 3.57 in the regular season to 3.14 overall for the whole year in the postseason.
Fromber's whip went from 1.67 to 1.11 last year. But here's the biggest thing. The biggest thing is this. His walks per nine innings, the first year, 5.8. The second year, 5.6. Last year, 2.0.
Yeah.
That's all you need to see. He threw strikes, and with more strikes, was more confident.
And
his strikeouts went up, and his strikeouts to walk went from 1.42, 1.55, 4.75.
But here's the deal.
Almost 5-1, John.
Here's the deal. He did not only threw strikes, but he threw the location.
Yeah.
And it just seemed like he was so focused. It just seemed like, well, and, you know, Machete's a good match for him. He was just a different guy. Maybe it was all the psychiatrist. Maybe the Strami stuff just finally took, whatever it is. But whatever the case may be, you got yourself. Did you ever think watching Fromber?
Never. By the end of the year, I couldn't wait to see Fromber on the bump. Look, this is really amazing. In 2019-2020, he pitched 70 and two-thirds innings in both years. So we've got the same amount of innings. In 19, he gave up 74 hits. In 20, he gave up 63 hits. But this is the number that's shocking. His walks, remember, it's 70 and two-thirds. His walks went from 44 last year to 16 this year. So he's got less foot traffic, obviously. Wait. And then 9 home runs last year, or 2019, to 5 home runs. I mean, Fromber Valdez, when you look at it, I think he is probably an above average number one and an outstanding number two, potentially. I mean, he's got to do it more than 1 year, especially for a pitcher. A pitcher can get hot or whatever, but that whole sports psychologist thing, that just must have made a major, major impact. And remember Carlos Correa, when he had, who was it that was yelling at him last year from the Rays? No, who was it that was yelling at Fromber? And Carlos Correa
came in and
had to come in and yell at him. Basically focus Fromber.
Was it the Rays or was it a previous series? I forget which series it was. But yeah, Carlos Correa did come in and he said, you know, and he got. So he had a rare trifecta in 2020. Since StatCast began tracking in 2015, only 9 starting pitchers, including Valdez, have faced at least 100 batters, recorded a strikeout rate of 25% or better, a walk rate of 6% or lower, and a ground ball rate of 50% or higher in a single season. The list, Aaron Nola in 16, Carrasco, Carlos Carrasco in 2015. Clayton Kershaw, 3 years, 15, 16, and 20. Fromber in last year. Then Frankie Montas, Jake Arrieta, Tanaka, Ivaldi, and Syndergaard. I mean, that's pretty good company. All of those guys, that's pretty good company because all of those guys had great. Fromber had a great year.
No, he did. He really did. Now, it's obviously, you know, the big question is he's 70 and two-thirds innings.
Yeah.
So it's a shortened season. So over the short season, he had a tremendous year.
So
he's got number one type stuff. Like Carlos,
you have to be going into this season with your chest pumped, with, you know, that whole off season, you feel great, and maybe work even harder. I got to believe, I mean, I don't think there's any question. If Dusty doesn't start him in game one, I mean, he's your ace. Fromber deserves that game one start. He should. 100%. Yeah.
Way more so than, I mean, not going to be Greinke.
Greinke's still I don't think Greinke's even shown up yet.
No, Dusty had, need to play Dusty's. We need to play Dusty's. I'm the Zooming his brother, you know. But they were talking about Zach Greinke, and he was on Sirius XM MLB radio with Steve Phillips and Eduardo Perez, and he was talking about, Eduardo brought up the fact, if you talk to Baez about how slow he works, he said, I'll go use the bathroom, make myself a plate of nachos, come back, he hasn't even thrown the next pitch. And, you know, he laughed about it and said he doesn't talk a lot, and then Eduardo said, listen, you need to get some, and he started talking about some Puerto Rican food that you have to get close to, and he'll start talking to you then. And so it was a whole conversation. But, yeah, as far as Greinke's, I picked it up before as Baez. He said, hey, he just doesn't talk much. You let him do his own thing. I thought, oh, we're talking about Greinke.
Oh, yeah.
I thought for sure they were talking about Greinke. But, Greinke is, you can't have Greinke.
Greinke will come up. And last year he even said, he said he's Greinke. He's going to Greinke. That's what he does.
Just whatever you want to do, Greinke.
Greinke, just show up whenever you feel like.
I don't want him nervous. I don't want him nervous. I just let Greinke.
When Zach feels comfortable, he'll get here.
He sat down on the mound. I remember when he sat down on the grass and just hung out, and he's just.
When Carlos Lee was late for spring training, Lance Berkman laid into him. Hey, we're all here. That dude should be here.
Hey, what is he doing?
Yeah. Hey, I don't know if you heard, but we all reported, okay? I know he's got a ranch or something. He's got horses to tend to.
Do they skip February in Venezuela? Like, do they not have that month?
But I cannot see a man on that roster saying, hey, where's Greinke? Is Greinke going to show up? Because we're all here. Do you know what they're going to go? And I hope I can't wait. You know what? It'll be great when Greinke shows up.
No one says that.
Nothing.
Just like, it's just, well, Greinke's just better. Greinke. I don't know what they think of Zach Greinke. He's just an oddball.
Is Lance the Greinke of this show?
No, I'm not the Greinke of the show.
Isn't he a bit of an odd?
No, Lance.
Yeah, Lance Zerlin.
No, I'm the George Springer.
Isn't he a bit odd?
No, I'm the George Springer.
Because
the Greinke of this show?
Because
I thought he was Josh Rosen.
No, of barbecue, but of this show, he's Greinke.
John's Josh Reddick of the show.
Only a Greinke type would wear that dumbass Everton scarf around his neck when it's 75 degrees in the building. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you?
By the way, I never even.
Why is he wearing an Everton scarf on his neck?
No.
It's dope, isn't it?
No.
Yes, it is.
You are the Greinke. You're the eccentric oddball.
Why do you have an Everton scarf on when it's 80 degrees today?
Have you ever heard of the Merseyside Derby?
That happened multiple days ago. On the weekend.
I haven't worn this.
We're celebrating. It's the first time ever.
It's not. Why would he?
No. They lost a game for the first
time
ever.
No, they hadn't lost. They hadn't lost a home game to my team.
No one cares
in the
about
Premier
your
League
team.
Ever.
Get relegated and move along.
They won't get because all the other teams think we're going to chase down Newcastle. But whatever. Why are you wearing a scarf when it's 80 degrees?
Because it gets cold in the building sometimes.
Oh, and you're wearing.
You never know when the power will go off and the electricity and all that stuff. So
you're wearing a scarf around your neck, but not a jacket.
Because I'm trying to keep my neck warm.
See, he's the Greinke of the show. You don't know when he's going to show up.
Get upset because you can see Everton established in 1878.
I'm not upset.
Listen, this is not something Zach Greinke would wear. He's not eccentric like wearing clothes eccentric.
Well,
Zach
this is Greinke your version.
I am more of the show. I'm the George Springer of the
You're
show.
Not.
I think that's
John, are we always questioning when and where Lance will show up? That's a very Grinky like thing of you.
He does come though. I mean, yeah. He does get here.
Grinky eventually will get there too.
Zach planes.
But you know, Lance is here for the most part
I'm
on
not
time.
Zach Grinky. I'm not Zach Grinky. I'm not even.
Do you think? Do
now,
you
Josh belong. Rosen and his brisket? Yeah.
No, do you think, that's not it either.
Do you think Grinky has had to make calls to let people get him into the building? You think that's been happened before?
I'm not Fromber.
You're not. You're Grinky.
I get hurt sometime. I might be McCullers.
You grunt like Correa. Grinky does.
I could be Correa. I could be McCullers.
You do that voice clearing thing. Grinky
no,
grunts.
I don't do it. John leads Grinky me in does. Voice clearing now. Sometimes.
No, that's not true. Yeah. I actually turn the mic off and then I turn it back on when I need to put.
Yeah, but
talk.
You're still clearing your voice.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not. You're wrong. About that.
Is it two to? Are you with me, John? Is it a 2-1 vote that he's the Grinky of the show?
I'm out of this conversation.
He's the Grinky of this show.
No, speaking of that. Oh, when we come back.
You're the little terrier yapping, Adam.
Yeah, okay? You are.
I'm not a terrier. I'm not a terrier. Yeah. I just provided.
He didn't like that. He didn't like being called a terrier.
No, I'm not going to get upset like you are, but I'm just saying my comparison is on point.
I'm
yeah.
out of this whole Listen, thing. This trash-ass Lance, Josh Rosen,
See,
Zach
he,
Grinky.
He adopts
I'm
the
out
names.
Of it. I'm
but
out
you
of
adopt
it.
The names because you know they're dead on.
No.
Listen, we've got to get out of this because somebody who has come after me in the past showed that he's a low-character person yesterday. Oh, would you be interested in an NFL player blackmailing a media member? Yeah, because that happened yesterday.
Yes,
when we
it
come
did.
Back, we'll tell you who it was who has come after me in the past who tried to blackmail an NFL beat writer. Highly respected one at that. We'll talk about it when we come back. It's 8:28 right here, and I want to tell you that Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC is waiting for you. Let's talk about the GMC side. I talked about the Chevy side last time. The GMC Sierra pickup truck is just so kick-ass. And you can see all the great offers they have right now. They got a lot of financing options available for you. They got a lot of program options available for you. I'll give you an example. They got the 2021 GMC Sierra 1500 crew cab models, and these are tricked out, the Denali package. That is going right now for a $5,000 purchase allowance. And I haven't even mentioned what they're going to be giving you for your trade-in value, because you find that out online. You can start the car buying experience online by having the chat function, you know, and telling them what your vehicle is. They'll give you an idea of what your trade-in value is going to be. You can get the whole thing started very, very quickly. And GMC has a GMC Acadia crossover vehicle waiting for you. There's so many. The Yukon, which is a phenomenal SUV. Love driving that one. Listen, when it comes to SUVs, crossover vehicles, pickup trucks, GMC is as good as it gets. So make sure that you go to LanceZCars.com. That's LanceZCars.com. And you can also drive out there and take advantage of the great hospitality in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. We got a couple of stories here. First, the NFL. This is not only blackmail, but it's snitching. I'm totally. See, Matthew Judon is a badass. Matthew Judon is a bona fide man. I'll tell you what. One of the first things that you have to, when you play Baltimore, you have to account for Matthew Judon.
Well, Ravens fans weren't super happy with him. They say he disappears in the playoffs.
Whatever.
He's asking for a ton of money.
Yeah, well, and I think,
he's
from
more
what I see, I don't think he wants to be franchised.
No. And so basically, Jameson Hensley, who is the beat writer and well-respected beat writer for the Baltimore Ravens, he works for ESPN, he came out and said this is what Jameson Hensley is asking for. He got that from sources. And, you know, fans are saying, no, that's terrible, blah, 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 he'll never get that. And so there were some questions about franchise tag and how much time that the team had to negotiate with Matt Judon, And Judon is a, now Judon came after me. Judon 2 years ago said, all you draft picks, don't listen to what your haters say, because Lance Zierlein basically called me trash.
Yeah, that's true.
And I went to my...
That's kind of true.
Well, except that I actually copied and pasted exactly what I said on there. And I said, where do I call you trash here? And people on the internet, it's like, my own parents don't speak this nicely of me. Like, Matt, you're being a little sensitive if you think he called you trash.
Well, you here. Think he's a little sensitive?
Which I didn't. He took issue. He took umbrage with the fact that I talked about, you know, could face trouble with the jump up. Or I just said something about level of competition.
So you think
he played at Grand Valley State.
Think he's a little sensitive.
He's very sensitive.
Apparently.
And this is how sensitive he is. He didn't like the fact that he says what Jameson Hensley has is bad information, and he demanded an apology. And if he didn't get that apology, here's what he was going to do.
Yeah. So here's the deal is, first of all, Jameson Hensley is a writer in Baltimore. Okay. So apparently he tweeted that there were five guys that were possible franchise guys for the Ravens. And Matthew Judon, whoa. Where Jameson Hensley lying butt at? Where Jameson Hensley lying butt at? I got time today. Bro, you have to stop lying. I know you want clicks and like and want to be the people's camp, but stop lying. That weak. Hi, Matthew. I was told the Ravens offered you a deal similar to Zadarius, 16.5 per season earlier this season, and it was declined. If you have a comment, I would certainly add that to the piece. I've always been fair with you. Thanks, and welcome back to Twitter. Judon, this isn't true. Who told you this? If you can't tell me that, we're all going to have to think you're pulling stuff out of nowhere. I will definitely add your response to the piece if you ever have an issue with any of my reporting. Now, he said this. Matthew Judon said, I know y'all don't know because I just found out this year, but you have about a month to sign a long-term deal after being franchise tagged. If a deal doesn't get done in that time, ain't no deal or no talking between the two parties. At Jameson Hensley, so I'm waiting on your ESPN source apology, or I'm leaking these photos I got with you in the strip club. Okay. First of all...
All the player rules broken on that one.
First of all, I got a little bit more respect for Jameson Hensley. Okay.
Because he went to a strip club?
Well, because, and there's pics. Okay.
It's interesting because.
You don't know
you wouldn't assume that Matthew Judon would be hanging with a Jameson Hensley at a strip club.
No.
So did someone.
Could
give,
be a Super Bowl.
Did someone give Matthew Judon pics of Jameson Hensley, or did they just take pictures together? And what kind of man saves pictures with a guy he doesn't really know? At the strip club. Why are you keeping those in a tub?
You don't know that he doesn't know him, though.
Well, I know he knows him because they work together.
Why are you taking a picture in a strip club,
These are questions.
Why are you taking a picture of another man in a strip club,
That's what I asked.
Why are you threatening him and saying, I'm going to expose you to your wife, C?
Well, no. I don't know.
He said that in another one.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He knows him because he covers the Ravens. I know he knows him, but why are you taking pictures with the Ravens beat writer in the strip club?
All of that.
Okay, now are we sure that Judon has pictures or he's just...
No, he could be very well lying. He could be lying. But the thought is...
Jameson could be like, what is he talking about?
I've been
going to my kids' volleyball games forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know his marital status.
He's married. Both of those guys are married.
But why...
Wait a minute. Wait, I got... He says... pictures in the strip club I got with you.
Why is he taking pictures?
Now he's outing himself too.
Well, I don't think Judon cares.
Well, I don't know that.
It may not matter.
I don't know that Matthew Judon's Twitter wording was great.
Or Instagram.
Either one of those two.
No, it really wasn't.
Or Instagram was great.
There were very few
of those.
Commas and periods.
So if we take him at his word.
If the apology comes, it's going to be really well crafted. Matt Judon ever has to apologize for something, I would like to take this opportunity. It's gonna look way different.
Well, his fifth grade English teacher's probably, wait a minute, hold on a second. I'd like to apologize.
Okay. So if we're taking him at his word, we're supposed to believe that Matthew Judon took pictures with the Ravens beat reporter in a strip club?
That's it, yes.
Mm-hmm. Or took pictures of him.
To keep him just in case something like this came up so he would have some...
I mean, he's sensitive. He's that kind of sensitive, apparently.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hold on to this. Next time he wants to say something, I'm going to hold on to this and hold this up. Like, if you're that sensitive that you thought what I said was calling you trash, if you're that sensitive that you are, like, Matthew Judon has, then he threw Tyus Bowser in the mix. Oh, I went down this whole thing. He basically, I don't know what he was saying about Tyus Bowser, like, but Tyus Bowser said, I'm out of this. I'm not. He basically took the high road, and all the Ravens fans were very excited. Ravens fans have turned on, a lot of them have turned on Matthew Judon. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know the whole dynamics of the team and the fans and all that stuff. I do know this. For a player to blackmail a media member about a comment about a contract offer that he got from probably a team source, that's extraordinarily weird.
Imagine the reverse for a second. Let's say they frequented the same strip clubs, or someone gave Hensley pictures of Judon a strip club.
Yeah.
If Judon's a married man and he didn't want it out there, Hensley goes, you know what? If you don't, like, in the, maybe they had a back and forth during a presser. You know what, Judon? I don't appreciate the way you're talking to me. If you don't knock it off, I'm going to leak pictures of you in a strip club, and I'm sure your wife wouldn't appreciate it. What would happen to Hensley?
Oh, my God. He'd be fired.
Yeah.
He'd be fired.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah, he'd be fired immediately.
They're saying, what, you're blackmailing a player?
Yeah. Yeah. What?
What?
But it's okay for him to blackmail a media member.
No, it's not. And, you know, he deleted that Instagram post. Yeah, but not a lot of, like, I'm surprised ESPN's not even mentioning it. ESPN hasn't even mentioned it. You should. You shouldn't. That's just low class. You shouldn't be blackmailing anybody.
Yeah.
Players and agents and players, reporters and players. Like, that's not part of the game.
Mm-mm.
Blackmail's not in the game. Keeping strip club pictures, like, you want to talk about the respect that could be lost for him just as a freaking person,
yeah,
from guys around the league.
Oh, the whole thing just stinks. It just stinks.
Yeah.
And Matthew, I've Matthew Judon, holy crap, talk about sensitive. My goodness. That's all he's talking about is franchise tagging you. What the hell? I mean, honestly.
Yeah. No, Matthew Judon is a sensitive dude.
Yeah. That's way too far.
He just didn't like the report that he declined a big offer. Is that what got him all pissy? Because he mentioned that Zadarius got six or whatever. He said, and you declined the offer in the back and forth. Is that what upset him so much, that some guy reported you declined a big offer, and now you're going to allegedly blackmail him with strip club pics?
I think he was saying that he never had that offer or something like that,
or he didn't know about the time frame after you get the franchise that you get to negotiate. Whatever reason,
you don't.
It's ridiculous.
Instead of just saying I want an apology, or instead of calling him, he goes to Instagram and literally.
No,
you like just, fired off a nuclear scud.
That's all you say. This is wrong. I did not. That's all.
Yeah.
You're wrong on this one. Okay. I know, because I'm me. I know that.
Reporters are easy to get a hold of.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, but still, if you don't have sources telling you, or a source article putting out that you are wrong, send your wife these strip club pics. Mm-hmm. And you can deal with that.
So. Well, hey, a former Rocket employee and now a guy who's on a roll as a general manager is in a little. He's got a little tete-a-tete as well.
What's that?
We'll talk about it on the other side.
Oh man!
What?
No, just teased us.
That's a tease. It's a tease.
You don't. Man, tease, now you just turned my power off. My energy for this segment is gone. Maybe I just need to go to Generator Supercenter.
What?
So that I can get my power back on.
Don't dab with your stupid Everton scarf.
Yeah, scarf dab.
Don't dab.
Now is your chance to get your power taken care of, and I know that you weren't happy about that when the power went off. I know you were not happy, and nobody was happy. But if you've got a Generac automatic standby generator, you got a chance to get that power back and get your energy back and the electricity. You don't lose it when you have an automatic standby generator. And Generator Supercenter says, "Oh, I don't know if you know this or not. If you look at our name, we've got generators here. Financing is available so that you can get low monthly payments." You have free estimates are available. This is the thing. You just need to make sure that you have that peace of mind for you, for your family, for your overall health. We know that it was something that was a major, major issue when it was that cold. And the rolling blackouts. I mean, this is going to become a bigger thing. They estimate $5 trillion is what it would take to change the national grid. And we're on our own grid here in Texas, and it ain't that great. Make sure that you have the peace of mind with Generator Supercenter. That's GeneratorSupercenter.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Let it bump, though.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Former Rocket assistant GM, Dennis Lindsay, and now the GM of the Utah Jazz, who are on a roll. Holy crap. Do we believe in Jazz? Do we believe in them?
Yeah, I think you have to. I think there was no reason that they should decline. I mean, they don't have older players. They don't have a declining squad. And you figure Mitchell's going to keep getting better. And, yeah, I think you have to believe in the Utah Jazz. I think you have to. It's a team that no one ever thought they were. Like, did you see something with them that you thought they would decline this year?
Well,
I didn't.
The 3-1... they're up 3-1 and got beat by the Nuggets, who did that to the Clippers too. I mean, I don't know if I believe in the Jazz. I'll wait to the playoffs. Rudy Gobert gets played off the floor in the playoffs, so we'll see.
Yeah,
that's a matchup concern. So yeah, I guess that's not going away.
They haven't won a first round series since when?
And they ran into a hot, Murray also.
And the Rockets have taken care of them a couple of times. They haven't won a playoff series since the OKC series that ended OKC's thoughts of actually being a good basketball team. So I'll wait. It's been like 3 years, right, since they won a playoff series?
I mean, Jordan Clarkson's just become such a huge problem.
Sixth man of the year.
Easily.
Yeah.
But, over the time, you've got Bogdanovich.
Conley.
You got Conley. Like, man, you look at their top six players. Mitchell, Clarkson, Conley, Bogdanovich, Gobert, and Joe Ingles. That's pretty good. Derek Favors coming off the bench. They've got.
It is midseason, and they're on a roll, no question about it. But like you said, they got to prove something in the postseason before you can say this is the team to beat. I know that they're doing it in the regular season. Regular seasons, the Lakers are more talented. The Lakers are just more talented. They're just not playing well right now. And by the way, Anthony Davis will be back. You think that'll make a difference? Yeah. The Lakers are in some trouble right now. They're just not looking good. And there is something to LeBron having to rest. LeBron's like, I never take rest. Yeah, he does. Yeah, you do, LeBron. You do take time off. You've gone before. That's silly to say that LeBron. And, by the way, he might need a rest. And this All-Star game, I think, is stupid. This is a great time with all how many games they have to play. Back to back to back to back. Well, not back to back, but with just one day off. How this is also concentrated. They should have just done away with the All-Star game this year. But that's another story. Anyway, Dennis Lindsay is in some trouble because Elijah Millsap, who's not even the good Millsap, right?
No, this Paul is the good one who's Paul's at the end of his career. Elijah is out of the NBA. I think he's not even playing basketball anymore.
Apparently, Elijah Millsap tweeted an allegation on Wednesday of an event that occurred nearly 6 years ago. He said this, almost 6 years ago, on April 16, 2015, Dennis Lindsay made bigger remarks in my exit interview while conversing with Quinn Snyder. He said, if you say one more word, I'll cut your black ass and send you back to Louisiana. Now, Dennis Lindsay, I categorically deny making that statement. And Quinn Snyder said, I honestly, I don't remember the conversation, but I can't fathom. I'd be shocked by Dennis saying something like that. So Quinn was allegedly there?
Yeah.
Elijah
Millsap said he was there.
And head coach.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't remember the conversation, but I can't fathom. I'd be shocked by Dennis saying something like that.
I've known Dennis for a long time.
No, I can't see that.
He's a super careful guy, very measured. That would really shock me. You could come up with a lot of different guys. Dennis Lindsay would be like at the lower edge of the list. It'd be interesting to see if Paul Millsap says anything or if any other players come forward. But I don't think he's saying, he used the word bigoted, which is a better word than racist. He said bigoted. That is so far outside of the realm of how Dennis Lindsay talks. I would really be shocked if that were the case.
Would it be okay if he was talking to Joe Ingles and he said, I'm going to send your white ass back to...
No.
No?
It's not okay to use that language when it's simple. It's not necessary to bring up a person's race in that regard.
No, but if you had...
It's not a race thing. It's a
if
color
you had
thing.
If you had a black guy say but that to a black guy...
people see it
as
a
race
thing. Yeah, but it's
if
a
you
color
had a black
thing.
Guy say that
Joe
to
Ingles
a black
has
guy.
A white ass.
I don't think Dennis Lindsay has seen his white ass.
No, but
he probably
real.
Has. Yeah, Dennis Lindsay's been in the locker room.
I would stay out.
But if you had a black GM say that to a black player, it wouldn't even get... It wouldn't even get second.
But what about a black GM saying that to a white player?
No, we know that's... there's a racial distinction. Yeah, that's considered out of bounds across the board, either direction that you go. It would sound weird saying... A white guy saying that to a white player would sound a little weird. I'll send you back to Australia. Like that's would sound a little weird. Mm-hmm. But I'd be very, very surprised if that was a conversation that was had.
Rudy Gobert was asked about it.
Yep.
Elijah was actually one of the guys that I was close with when he was part of the team a few years ago. So I'm going to reach out to him and find out.
Well, you don't think if he was close to him that he would have said something
for
to
six
him? Like
I don't know.
6 years ago?
Until we have information, it's hard to tell. It was 6 years ago, so that's why it's kind of hard to start to understand. Hopefully we get more information. That's Rudy Gobert.
Art chimes in. I know Dennis Lindsay. He's a good man, family man. He's scared of God and Allah and them. And I can't see this from Dennis. Hashtag Jazz. Yeah, I agree with you, Art. Mm-hmm. I don't know how scared of God and Allah he is and them, but... But I can't see it out of Dennis Lindsay either. Right.
No. I can't see it from dim.
Yeah. If anyone has pics of JG drunk in public, delete them. We all do. Can't blackmail JG. No, you can't. You really can't. Oh, you're going to tell my wife, John was drunk in public. She's going to go, and?
I think Wendy is far more concerned about things you say on the show than you being drunk in public. She's like, could you knock that off?
Yeah. I would be.
There's no question.
Yeah.
No,
the drunk question. Stuff, I can push to the side.
No. That's, yeah. But speaking of which, did you guys see Bruce Springsteen?
Did he threaten to send one of the E Street Band back someplace?
No. What was his deal yesterday?
Well, he was charged.
It's DUI, right?
Well, yeah, but they dropped that.
Oh, no, it's public intoxication.
Yeah, it was PI. Well, no, it was boozing. He got charged with boozing in like a state park or something. He was in a place where you can't have alcohol, a state park or national
Since
park.
When?
A national park. I know,
yes,
right?
Yes, you can.
Dude. You can
yes,
bring,
you can.
You can bring a
you
nice little.
You
can't
bring it in where people can see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a nice little flash sure. anywhere.
Pled guilty.
And trust me, I have.
Pled guilty Wednesday to charges he imbibed. Love that word. Imbibed alcohol at New Jersey's Sandy Hook National Recreation Area, despite knowing it was prohibited. I had two small shots of tequila, he said in his virtual appearance in federal court. It's a federal charge.
Yeah. Well, it's
In a national park.
He can't run for president. Right?
Why not? In this
world,
got
federal charges against him.
That got dropped.
Well, no, the boozing, he pled guilty.
I think he could if he wanted to. I don't think would that preclude him from running. Is that one of the rules? A federal charge?
I don't know if you've been convicted of a federal offense. I'm not sure where that stands.
Either way, Jeep reinstated Bruce after the DUI charge was dismissed. Apparently, they had.
I'm not voting for him for president anyway.
You why not?
Because
he's the right
he could sing back in the 80s.
He's in the right age group. He's 71.
I never liked Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, I did. Bruce was great. He put on the best show.
I
saw him at Red Rocks. Like, he put on about 4.5 hours.
Red Rocks supposed to be a great place.
It's
to
the
watch
best.
It. Wait, Solo what, said it's incredible.
It's the best.
What if Bruce had a spiffy hat that you could wear? Would you vote for him then? like with a slogan and a nice hat, would you vote for him then?
No, probably not. Probably not.
No?
No.
What if it, what
speaking
if,
of presidents, you know President Biden's coming here on Friday. He's coming here tomorrow.
To do what?
To help us with the through the Arctic blast.
And jam up traffic.
Well, is that the stated goal?
Anytime a president comes to town for anyone,
he is.
It's a
No. He's got the cops. Up. No, he's got the cops. It's going to be a big deal.
Well, that's just
President Biden is coming, but he's going to help us through. I think he might have driven here because it was last week. Well, it took him a while to get here.
Well, he had to make sure.
Now he's going to help us through the Arctic blast when it's 80 degrees.
He had to make sure things on the ground were safe.
Maybe he's helping us through.
No, that's not what a president does.
Maybe he's here for the impending heat wave.
You run straight into it. You don't wait until it's over.
Who does that?
Heroes like us. We ran straight into it during the Arctic blast.
We did shows
on Friday.
We did one show.
We would have done shows. I guess we didn't do any shows.
Remember how cold it was on Friday? And
it was cold.
Yeah,
it was plenty cold.
Yeah,
ice was melting.
How did you guys survive having space heaters? Because
it was it was hot in here.
It was
nice. Sweating,
yeah, it was hot. It was hot on Friday.
But when we had to go to the bathroom, it was cold.
Yeah, it was cold in the bathroom. That was heroic.
I don't want.
By the way, when we come back,
don't call us heroes.
We come back. We are going to have we're going to have a guest coming up who actually served.
Is a hero.
President Biden.
He did?
In May.
Oh, nice.
He was there. He went to their restaurant.
Well, he wasn't a president then.
He was
President Biden
now. He was a candidate.
He served President Biden now. At that time, he was a candidate.
Vice President Biden.
Yeah. At that time, he was called, Vice President Biden. Once Vice President, always.
But he wasn't the Vice President at the time. He's former Vice President.
You still get called Vice President.
Right. It's like an Aggie.
Mr. Vice President.
You're never a former Aggie.
Yeah. Right.
Right. So if you're... a vice president, you're like an Aggie.
Have you noticed Longhorns?
Is Kevin Sumlin still an Aggie?
See? No, I don't think so. I don't think it works for coaches
who have
buyouts.
No, you got to get the ring and put it in the beer, and then you got to drink it.
Ah, okay.
Coaches who have buyouts are not considered former Aggies.
He didn't do any drinking?
Well, yeah, but he didn't have that big
ass ring. Oh, he didn't do that ring ceremony.
Now, okay. Mack Brown is a former Longhorn.
Is he?
Oh, yeah. He'll be. Oh, what? Do you think they'll invite
Tom Herman is, too. He went there. No, he went there.
Do you think...
Didn't he go to school there?
No, I don't think so. Do you think they will invite...
Oh, that was his first job or something.
Yeah, do you think they will invite Kevin Sumlin back to be part of all these festivities there? And I was, no. Mack Brown? Well, Mack Brown's done it north... Oh, yeah. Mack Brown is good over at University of Texas for life.
Won a national
championship. But you know what I have noticed?
Sumlin
strange?
Almost did.
Do you remember how all the players used to always... they used to always go back to Texas? Sed Benson, Vince... Yeah. You couldn't see
Kevin Durant.
You couldn't see a summer without Longhorns players with their shirts off in clubs and boating. Now they can't get out of there fast enough. No one wants to stay at Texas anymore.
Tom Herman ruined it.
No one goes back. It was even before.
By the way,
Herman.
Tom Herman has a master's degree from Texas.
Oh, he does. Okay.
Yes,
yeah. Then so he's a former Longhorn.
Okay.
And he, I'm sure he
did
loves
he do
it.
His undergrad there?
He did it at Lutheran.
I'm sure he...
Where?
He played football at Cal Lutheran, got his master's at Texas.
Okay.
And I'm sure he, they love him there still.
You think so?
And it's the best place for him to be right now? I'm sure...
Can I ask you a question? Are you a member of Mensa?
I should be.
But are you?
I refuse it, just like my blue check mark.
Okay. Well, guess what?
What?
One of you, between you and Tom Herman, are members of Mensa. And one of you isn't even verified.
Just like my blue check mark.
That's right.
Thank you.
Do you have a cool backpack dance that you can do to taunt a college athlete? Only one of you has that.
Maybe that college athlete needs to stop trying to be so fancy.
Mm.
Bucky Brooks always told me he knew. What's his name? Drew Locke. He knew Drew Locke from the basketball days because Drew was a really good AU basketball player. He's like we were talking on the side of the Senior Bowl, and he just looked over and goes, Drew's got that swag for real, though. Mm-hmm. He's got that AAU basketball swag. Like, that's who he is.
That is a different swag.
He said, that's who he is now. He said, he's one of those guys that guys like a lot in the locker room. We were comparing him to Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
It's not as much the same drip with Daniel Jones.
No.
Hey, guys, you guys want to go get some breadsticks over at the a la carte?
No. Drew Locke. Drew Locke. As a matter of fact, because JT was at Missouri State, some of the guys... We watched Missouri game there with the guys, and they were screaming at Drew Locke. Screw you, Drew Locke, because they played against him, and Drew Locke was a trash talker.
Oh, was he?
In baseball, yeah. In basketball, in football, everything. Drew Locke in high school was a trash talker.
They say that's how he is. Yeah.
He's got swag.
Hey, coming up next, Chris Williams is going to join us from Lucille's, and we'll tell you a little bit about what this guy is doing. He's a chef here locally. He's doing some incredible things for our community. I want to spotlight that in case you want to get involved right now.
I want to talk about Doc Linville.
Yep.
And what Doc Linville has done for me. And you want to talk about doing, I mean, the Lord's work with my hair. Okay. Because, yeah, no, it is. Adele, don't be looking like that. Here's the deal. Did you think, this is how I was and this is how I am now. Are you kidding me? This is a miracle. This is basically a miracle what my hair looks like now and what it looked like before. And so I'm not saying that Doc Linville performs miracles. All I'm saying is it's miraculous how wonderful my hair looks now, thanks to Doc Linville. And he can make your hair. Look, me and Fred, okay, I don't want to say we're miracles of Doc Linville, but all I'm saying is every woman thinks, wow, that is unbelievable, Fred, the way your hair looks right now. But here's the deal. If you're looking for hair, if you're looking, feeling like, I just hate being bald. I hate the bald spot. I hate having patches in my hair. I hate all of this. Go to Doc Linville. It's easy. The process is simple. It's inexpensive. It is wonderful. The whole thing is wonderful. 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save